Two more people have died from complications of COVID-19 in Iowa, and that brings the total number of deaths to 3, and 56 more have tested positive as of today. At her daily coronavirus news conference today, Governor Kim Reynolds talked about the need to adjust state response to the spread of the coronavirus as time goes on. In response to a question about a letter from President Trump about labeling counties according to risks, Reynolds said she wasn't ready to start rating counties without the proper data. Reynolds also addressed the state's effort to provide personal protective equipment, like face masks, to medical personnel. She said the state could be producing some of its own products.
Because if we're able to make the face shields, not only through the ordering, but to start making our own here in the state of Iowa, then we can be a little bit more flexible with the face masks, so it doesn't have to be the N95, so that gives us a little more flexibility there.
Nebraska today sadly saw its first death from the coronavirus. However, Nebraska and South Dakota have both seen the spread of COVID-19 go from widespread to regional focus. And medical professionals in Woodbury County started testing people for COVID-19 in their cars today. Health officials estimate the drive-through site can test around 60 people per day, 5 days a week, once it's fully operational. People who have gone through their doctor to get an appointment at the drive-through testing site in Woodbury County will report to a checkpoint. Medical professionals from Siouxland Community Health Center are doing the testing, and that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.